It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Talk some fighting coming on later on this hour with our guy David Feldman, president of BKFC. Big news yesterday, the face of their promotion is fighting Jake Paul. But in a boxing match, not bare knuckle. It'd be cool if they could get Jake Paul in bare knuckle. But he's not going to do that.
No way.
Headlines.
That's a different level of human being to do bare knuckles. We went to a bare knuckles.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. It is messy.
Yeah, we went to Dada's BYB at the Hard Rock. That was fun. Then I went to, where would I go? What was the hotel that it was? Intercontinental, I think I went and I saw BKFC. I saw it a couple places. I've seen it at the Broward Convention Center, too. I saw our boy Yuli. I saw his 3-second knockout, which was a world record at the time. I think somebody broke it, which I don't know how is possible. I think that ref had a iffy count in. How do you break 3 seconds? Fastest knockout ever. Anyway.
Well, when it takes 8 seconds to get to eight or 10. 10 seconds to get to 10.
So I have a poll results. Early returns, Leroy. Early returns, yeah. On the Trey Young poll. We got into a debate. Leroy's not into it. Trey Young on the Miami Heat. I could be talked into anything. That's just where I'm at right now. You got to keep an open mind, Leroy. Open mind. It's an open mind summer.
I kept an open mind, and here's where my mind is. When I look forward, I want to have to look up to see a basketball player.
Are you playing with your truck?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Did I say the truck's line?
No.
Headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy a truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know
truck. All right, early returns. We just put this poll up a little bit ago. Trey Young, ? Yes, no. All right. Almost got 600 votes in the early returns already. 56% say yes. However, the comments, you know, people are very split. I have somebody saying, hell no. Trey Young on the Heat will lead you to the play-in again. One guy says, if we strike out on all our options, then yes, we need offense and need it fast. Murray is another good option, too. Agreed. Leroy and I agree with that. That would be, we would prefer that, but I think they're probably going to stick with DeJounte Murray.
Do you understand that the Heat cannot be in a position to settle this year? They can't.
Mm-hmm.
They have to make moves with guys that they know are going to contribute for the next couple of years instead of settling for what's available. You settle for what's available, guess what that is? Play-in territory. Because you're getting everybody else's leftovers.
Mm-hmm.
So, no.
My favorite comment that you got was, first of all, I want to say no. Actually, I want to translate that into Spanish. No. Hmm.
Generational talent and Heat fans out here saying no, shaking my head. One of the best
generational talent
defenses in the league he can hide in. Wayne says, I'm absolutely...
Wait. Trey Young is a generational talent?
I think that's strong.
Yeah.
But he's an all-star talent. He is.
Someone put, if we have to.
Mo.
I don't want to be in that... Tobin, that's the whole point I'm making. I don't want to be in that situation. That's what it sounds like. We're settling again.
He has never met the word defense.
That's true.
Tyler at least runs around and waves his hands, and he is 6'5".
Okay, but he stinks at defense, and he's not as good a scorer as Trey.
So you're saying we can trade one non-defensive guy for another non-defensive guy, but one scores more, so it's a win.
Yes.
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 You can,
and it's going to cost you about 13 more million.
Yes, that's true. He's going to cost more money. That's true.
So, is it worth 13 million? To you, yes. You just like change, dude. You like new.
Let me ask you something. Am I not entitled to some change? I had Kyle Lowry here.
All change ain't good change.
You're right. Kyle Lowry wasn't good change. I want some change that gets me some buckets. Okay? And yes, I've made fun of him, and I said that the Heat made him say pineapple and safe word. But what if he needs
some? And now you want him. Do you gonna change like this as long as we know each other? Have some stones.
No, I'm not gonna have stones. We just got bounced in the first round in five. Plays games too. Well, how many games did he play last year, Trey? I actually missed a lot of games last year.
They kind of sat him towards the end when they were trying to tank for that number one spot.
Yeah, but before that, 73, 76. Come on, baby. Three-time All-Star. Averages over 25 for his career.
Led the league in assists a couple times.
Yep. Bam. Set Bam up. Lobs. Imagine what he did with Clint Capella. Imagine he has Bam, Leroy.
You just finish a sentence by saying pineapple. And now you're trying to sell him.
Guy
Murphy
says,
is calling you stoneless.
CT yep. says, kid stinks. Keep it moving, Mr. Hairline.
I was waiting for that comment. I was going to put him up there.
Another guy says, dude, no way.
Look, do you understand where this Heat team has us? Listen to us. We're bickering.
Well, I'm upset, all right? The Celtics are parading around this town with a trophy, and I want different.
Wait.
Well, this is desperate times right now.
Let me ask you a question. Jaylen Brown just pretty much locked down Luka.
Yep.
You got Mike White. You got the two intangibles.
His name is not Mike. His name is Derek.
Derek White.
Mike White is the backup quarterback for the Dolphins.
You got Derek White. You got the two intangibles, and you got Jason Tatum.
Yeah.
Right? And let's not forget Drew Holiday. Yeah. And your solution to that, to competing with that, is Trae Young?
It's part of the solution.
Dude, he's going to play a whole game with a booty in his face.
Dude, what if we get him? We draft that.
He's too short.
Hear me out.
Help D.
Hear me out.
I need to
hit him with cheeks.
What about
face?
This? Okay, so ESPN today. They put out their latest mock draft. They have us taking Zach Edey at 15. So we have that giant Sasquatch with Bam, Jimmy, and Trae Young with Duncan Robinson. Come on, dude.
Wait, we almost have – we got 2.5 intangibles, right?
What?
Zach Edey.
Yes.
Duncan.
Yeah.
Bam.
Yeah.
Jimmy.
Yeah.
And Trae.
Yeah.
That's 2.5.
Okay. You don't like that roster?
Wait, break down the half and halves and everything, because Edie is half.
Duncan, Edie.
No. Edie's half Asian. Is that intangible?
Huh? Hmm.
Okay, then two. Because I made Trae half.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, well, right now we got Jovic and we got...
Back home. I don't know if you're familiar with...
I ain't saying it.
Redbone.
I'm not saying it.
But Leroy,
yes, sir.
Fun, baby.
See, your fun gets us into the play-in again. This isn't fun.
I don't know.
Right? This is like, let's go eat at that special restaurant that we never tried. Even though you're not a fan of the food, let's try something new, baby.
See, I feel like this.
You get the bubble guts and the BGs, and now you're upset.
I feel like
you knew you shouldn't have done it in the first place.
No,
see, your mistakes. You don't try something with 40 plus million a year. That's not trying it. You got to commit to it. And now you're stuck with a garden gnome at 40 plus million.
But a garden gnome who averages 26 and 11.
Okay. You just don't care about the defense.
It's not that I don't care.
You don't care about Trae getting stuck in the pick and roll.
That's why I told you, ideally, I would like DeJounte Murray. I don't think he's going to be available. You got to take
Looter in a riot. You, if it was anybody else that you didn't want, and I was pushing that guy, you would say he's a looter
you're
in a
sitting
riot.
Here,
he scores a lot of points for a bad team.
You said that Terry Rozier is going to make more of an impact, and Terry Rozier averaged 23 with the Hornets, came here, averaged 16. Like, he was the prototypical of that, and somehow you think he's going to make a bigger impact than Trae Young.
He came in the middle of the year.
All right, that's fair. I'll give him a shot, but, like, Trae Young's been a better player in his career.
Do you understand the basic concept of this team?
Well, right now,
Tyler is one of the first guys they have to depend on that play zero defense.
Okay, that's fine. But Tyler Hero has not been as much as he said that he thinks he's in the class of Trae Young, like he said, you know, back in his sophomore year, he has not been. He has not led a team to those to the places that Trae Young has, and it's cold in here.
Dude, put on a jacket. Like,
cut out this nonsense.
I will argue, Tyler Hero's been to the NBA Finals twice.
Well, he wasn't to the NBA Finals twice. He was wearing street clothes in one of them.
That's true.
And the other one, we haven't seen him perform since he was a rookie. He has gotten worse in every playoffs that he's performed in since.
It's our guy, though, man. Love him.
He is our guy.
Tobin, stop. Get some help. I agree. Come on, dude. Can you stop? Why do you do this to me?
It's cold in here.
Right? This is ridiculous.
All outside.
As long as you've been around the heat. As long as you've been around the Heat and you know what this team is and you know what they believe in, right? You literally come to the table with, let's go get Trae Young.
You guys are
sitting. He don't fit in Heat culture in no way.
You don't know that.
Really?
You don't know that.
You tell me how he fits.
Let me ask you something. How does Tyler Hero? No. Let me ask you a question.
You don't answer a question.
No. You ask my question. No, I have
you
a question.
Ignore the question.
But why? How does Tyler Hero fit Heat culture, but Trae doesn't?
They drafted him. It's a different scenario. And they
whatever, dude.
That's why they tried to offer him up last year for a fried Oreo.
I would have taken him for
because they realized it wasn't going to work out. Then you go get another guy similar to him?
Not similar. A man who puts up bigger numbers.
Do you know how the Heat think, dude?
Well, they need to free their mind a little bit. Sorry, stop being stubborn.
So it's okay to sign a guy who could score but can't play a lick of defense?
He had scored with the best of them, though.
I don't care how good you are. It's like saying somebody is a good football player, they should be good at golf. Oh, he's an athlete.
Take a break. Back after this.
Right! Like, no!
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep! It's good! Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one!
Or draft pick number one!
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Panthers, they lose Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final 5-3. Series heading back to Edmonton. Game 6 is Friday night. Of course, you can hear that right here, 560 WQAM. And see if the Cats can get this thing going. Like you said, it could be got two more cracks at Lord Stanley, or as Leroy did point out, it could be the worst collapse in the history of sports. Which, you know, I will say, it is nice having reps at it last year, because I remember feeling with the Heat, I was like, they're not going to blow this. No way. Not going to happen. And then Game 6 happened, and I remember being in the building for that Derek White tipping, and that was that did not feel good. But once they took care of Game 7, it was all water off a duck's back. Doesn't matter when you get it done, just get it done. Don't blow it, please.
And Game 7 was a nice no-doubter, too, because
yes.
I didn't want to be biting my fingernails all night.
Yes. So, Panthers right now, I liked – if it would have kept up the way that Game 5 was going, I'm not going to lie. I had some dark thoughts. I had some dark thoughts when it was 3-0. I was like, oh, man. But – Tkachuk coming alive. I'm feeling okay. Cat's got this. A lot of people are going into this. Bam out of the bayou says, open up the phones. I got a crap on Leroy. He's upset. So he wants Trae Young. Well, you can call Bam. I'm in 305-567-0560. Oswald says, why do you want to be the Miami version of Dallas? Well, first of all, Dallas was in the finals. You know, I get what you're saying. Like, you're trying to be like, oh, you know, that wasn't good enough to beat Boston, but they did beat Minnesota. They did beat OKC. Like, they beat some tough teams on their road there. Like, the West path was much tougher than the East path was. So I don't think there's any shame in that. And I don't think I just think it's a little bit of a discredit to the Heat when you're saying the Heat could take a talent like Trae Young and make something of it. That seems silly to me. I don't know. I get it. We've made fun of him before. He wasn't good enough against the Miami Heat in series, but you're telling me that the Heat can't unlock some things with him there? I don't know. It just seems weird to me. He seemed very dismissive. I don't like dismissiveness. I think this is a time, I'm not saying you have to love it, but this is a time for ideas, okay? It's a brainstorming summer. That's what it is. We have to go to the well. We have to hear some ideas out. You guys don't like it? All right, that's fine. You guys can have your opinion. But I'm not going to be sitting here being mocked because I'm an ideas man, and I want to hear some ideas.
That's not an idea.
It's an idea, dude.
That's reaching. You're reaching.
Not plan A.
You're reaching.
It's not my plan A.
You're trying to leave the club with somebody. That's it.
My plan A would be...
You trying... It's 2 o'clock in the morning. Hmm? You trying to leave the club with somebody.
That's not true.
That's what you do.
That's
doing.
Not true.
Well, wait. I really want Deontay. But if we can't get him, I'll settle for his friend.
Can't dismiss it. And you're acting like...
You're doing exactly what I just said.
You're acting like I'm taking home a BBW, which, by the way, there's nothing wrong with that. Like if you, but if you're acting like I'm taking home like a Sasquatch home, okay, which I'm not.
Hold on. It may not be a Sasquatch, but it is your second or third choice,
which is fine. Doesn't mean you can't have a good time.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you can't have a good time.
I'm not saying it is my first choice. If you end up with your second or third choice, that means you're settling.
But, my first choice would be Spider, of course. Actually, my first.
Right. So actually, actually he's moving down the list. So you're getting in the BBW range.
Not really.
You're getting into them beer goggles.
No,
I'm not a big fan of this whole little analogy.
I'm just saying, you know what I mean. Like, I'm not.
JP, you ain't never been second choice.
Thank you, D-Rod. Very sweet.
We know what happens to them.
No one's second choice.
Okay. Nobody's second choice, but somebody is always your next option, right? Like, so here's what Tobin is saying. Here's what y'all need to understand about Tobin. I'm gonna translate Tobin talk. We gonna sign somebody.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna make myself like whoever they sign, even if I hated them.
I just like 26-11. See what Spoke can do.
You know, there's a lot of guys 26-11.
There's not a lot of guys 26-11. Actually, there's not, Leroy.
Then why would you rather have DeJounte over him?
I like DeJounte I do like a well-rounded player. I think DeJounte. But
that's my boy!
But you don't always hold on. But dude, see, this is the thing that you think you boxed me in. I agreed with you off front. I already agree with you. But if he's not available, but here's the thing. But if he's not available, if he's not available, it's not settling to go get a guy who's a 3-time All-Star, 26-11.
Who doesn't play any defense.
And like, dude, they don't have people on this roster. I had Kyle Lowry here, okay, whose only move was stand in front of somebody and get knocked over. That was his defense. That was his move.
Now you're trying to diminish all the other signings to make your signing more valid.
I just think it's silly. You're
lashing out.
You had $30 million in intangibles, basically.
You're lashing out, though, dude.
Ridiculous, dude. I'm not lashing out.
Speaking of, where does Lori Marketing fall?
Here, let's say this. Let's do this. This is all I want to do for you right here.
Mm-hmm.
All I want to do is let's just go home from the club tonight, right? We don't have to go home with nobody tonight.
Come on, man.
Right? No, that's all right. It's okay to spend one night alone.
The Celtics are still partying.
And then tomorrow.
Remember, it's the brainstorming summer. You have so much time.
And next weekend.
No.
Next weekend, we'll go out again. Right? And we'll go on the prowl and see what's up.
560, you're on the air. What's your name?
Hey, my name's Carlos.
Hey, Carlos.
Leroy, why are you so dismissive of Trae Young?
Yeah, why are you so dismissive, Leroy?
Like, we have enough defense. I'm tired of just being a one-way team. We need someone that could ignite our offense, play make Jimmy a second option, use Bam in a pick and roll. How much worse is Trae Young than Damian Lillard? He can't play defense either.
It's true. Turnstile Damian Lillard.
If I gave you a choice, would you rather have Dame Lillard or Trae Young?
I'd rather have Dame Lillard, But I don't think he's available.
Don't compare him to Dame Lillard.
Pretty close, though. Pretty close.
So you're...
Pretty close.
In order to justify this... See, this is what I'm talking about. He trying to make the big girl look pretty.
No.
This is what he doing.
See, I don't like you calling him.
He was pretty close this entire time, then why didn't you want him before? Why did you trash talk him before?
She got pretty eyes. She got pretty eyes. But so, let me ask you this. At no point in time was Dame and Trey close to one another until we got up into this clip.
Times change.
And you had a couple of drinks.
Times change. Injuries for Damian
Lillard. Now you say, oh, she looked just like
a lot younger. A lot younger. You know?
I love how you know how to crack yourself up, Leroy.
He tried to make her look like Beyonce.
She didn't just leave a long-term relationship with all this baggage. Then her next relationship didn't work.
Don't look that bad right now.
Just saying.
Your thoughts of Dame Lillard.
Yeah. I love him.
Never wavered.
Nah, maybe my favorite.
You have been critical of Trae Young since the second he got pineapple.
Yeah, he had a competition though. You know, like
now you're calling him samesies?
Kind of samesies, not samesies.
That is the perfect example. That's the perfect example of you trying to justify, right? The bigger.
I don't think I'm justifying. I feel like I just have a more open mind.
Listen, hey, dude, I've been talking to you.
Let's have some fun.
Yeah, she's got pretty eyes.
Fun.
She's like, really?
So fun. No,
I'm telling you right now. Come on, buddy. Come on. I'm going to get you home tonight. We'll talk about this in the morning. You'll thank me.
Let's take it.
You'll thank me from taking you off of this Trae Young thing.
All right, I'll think about it.
Right? And everybody else in South Florida.
Maybe I'll come in with a clear head.
Y'all, thank me later.
Segment two,
thank me later, because y'all want to see butts in Trae Young's face as he get pick and rolled for the rest of his career down here in Miami.
Wow. All right. Take a break. David Feltman, BKFC president. He joins us next. All right, very excited to talk to our next guest. You guys know we love the fight game down here and at the Hard Rock Hotel coming up this Friday. We got ourselves a banger. BKFC back in one of its favorite destinations, South Florida, is going on. BKFC 62 with a stack card. We got the president. We got the boss man himself, David Feltman, joining us here on the show. Dave, thanks for the time, man. Really appreciate you.
Thanks for having me, as always.
This has got to be a cool thing for you because, you know, this is a stacked card, but you built a lot of these guys up. That has to be pretty exciting, man, for all the work that you've put into it to have, you know, now a stable of guys to put something like this together. What does that mean to you?
I mean, it's unbelievable. It's the growth of the company, the growth of the sport. And I'm glad you actually mentioned it. That's something I was going to say. So we will have our highest grossing sales we've ever had at the Hard Rock. And it's all homegrown BKFC guys. That's unbelievable for us. It's already, I think, I don't know, there might be 80 and 90 tickets left. So it's basically sold out already. It's never sold out in advance. It always sold out the day of. If it's sold out, never sold out like this. And it's just, you know, the hoopla and everything going on around this card. It's amazing. All homegrown BKFC guys. So I'm stoked about that.
How satisfying is it to be at that part of the vision, man? Because I remember, like, you know, with you doing your big press conferences at AT&T and getting big free agents, and that's cool. Like, who doesn't want to see the guys that you know? But, like, the idea that you have gotten it to this point where people are saying that could be a combat path for me from the start.
It's unbelievable, man. Here's the thing is we treat everybody right. We pay them decent. We treat them right. We give them other opportunities. But, you know, it's amazing because you start this thing, you start this vision, you start in an ice skating rink in Wyoming in 2018, you know, begging people to come, and then you're selling out arenas left and right all over the world now. It's truly amazing where we came to. But the thing that I'm so happy and so stoked about, as I just mentioned, is the fact that these are guys we built up through the organization, up through the ranks. We didn't have to take them over, a big star over from the UFC or from pro boxing. These are guys we built up, and these guys are selling out the Hard Rock Casino. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, this is going to be a fun one. Kai Stewart against Brian Duran. These guys have been very heated in the buildup. I know that's always good for business and promo, David. Like, do you get like the Yes, this is going to be an easier one to promote because these guys are genuinely getting after it early on in the promotion.
Yeah, I mean, when two guys generally don't like each other, it's great for a promotion, right? I mean, and they don't like each other. And hopefully they all let it hang out in the ring, which I think they're going to, and don't let anything hang out prior to the fight. That's the only concern I have. Other than that, man, it's going to be exciting that you know, these guys have true animosity for each other. And they're both very good sportsmen, so they're going to, you know, they're going to go in the ring, they're going to do their thing, and, you know, made a best man win, and it's going to be for the 145-pound championship. And, you know, again, two guys that have come through the organization to fight for the championship is unbelievable.
Can you just speak, David, just to the success that you guys have found down here in South Florida? Because you guys have done a ton of cards down here. You know, bare knuckles kind of just in the DNA. Speaking of guys like Luis Palomino, like it just seems to make sense that South Florida and bare knuckle goes together. But what have you made of just this being a successful spot for you guys?
It's awesome, man. The fans, it's funny because when I started and I went to Florida, people were like, you know what? It's Miami itself is not really a combat sports place. And I was like, no, they're like, they just don't go to boxing or anything that much. And we went down there and we built a following and they love it. And it's really, it's awesome having all these fans from all over Miami. I mean, everybody in Miami really knows about bare knuckle now, right? Like you can go to these other cities like Salt Lake City and the fight fans are bare knuckle. But I mean, to get, you know, like everybody, everywhere you go, they heard about bare knuckle. They understand what it is and they know what BKFC is. It's truly special. I mean, to the point that we're actually in the process now of opening up the, we should sign the lease or actually the purchase next Tuesday or Wednesday for a BKFC training facility and kind of Apex Center there as well. So we're going to do whatever amount of fights we've been doing, we're going to do a lot more. We're probably going to do one fight a month, smaller shows in Miami. And, you know, it's going to be our home away from home.
That's got to blow your mind, though. I mean, I know you've always had this vision, right? But it's like when people are looking at you like, hey, that's the crazy guy taking away people's pay 5-7 years ago, and now you're like, you're basically like, you're doing everything that a professional league would do, you know, you're doing and following those steps. So like, is there a level of satisfaction, surprise that you've gotten to this point? Because I know there's got to be nights where you felt like, man, we're risking it here, we don't know, like is it crazy to feel like you've gotten to this point?
Last night, Brendan, I had that feeling, man. Listen, every night it still happens because it's still a roller coaster. You know, there's weeks that we're getting all the great calls, signing all the great fighters, getting great sponsorship deals in their weeks where we're like, man, are we going to be able to last the next 6 months, right? But things that really come to a head, we've done some great partnerships, as I think we'll talk about in a little bit, and we've also been able to find the right investors for us, the right partners for us. And yeah, man, I mean, there's been so many times where I was like, holy crap, man, it's getting really this big? Like, it's really getting this big? Wow, you mean to tell me this guy's at my event? You mean this guy came up to me and said, can I take a picture with you? And I'm like, no, I want to take a picture with you. He's like, no, can I take a picture with you? And I'm like, are you kidding me, man? Like, it's just unbelievable. So it's truly unbelievable where this thing has went to. And, you know, some days I thought it was going to happen and some days I thought it was going to fold. But here we are. We're about to get a big TV deal any day. We're working on it tirelessly. And things are really going to change for us for the better towards the end of 24, but especially in 25. 25 is going to be the real breakout year for us.
Yeah, well, listen, man, we got more stuff to get into, but just a congrats for me, man, because I've definitely seen, you know, the work that you put in. I remember seeing, like, when I was voting for this stuff, I'm like, man, you got guys crossing over ranks. So to see the growth of it and to see everybody's interest, especially from a fighter perspective, has been really, really cool to see. So,
well, you're the first guys in Miami media that talked to me, man, so thank you. Seriously, thank you, man, because you gave me a shot and now you see I wasn't that crazy.
Now, so big news came out this week. You're, you know, a guy I think everybody would say is the face of your promotion right now, Mike Perry. He's built for this. He's a crazy man. He's made for bare knuckle. He's going to be boxing Jake Paul. How does that process work with you? You mentioned giving guys other opportunities. Was there any hesitancy there from you? Or does he, like, is that part of the thing? He has the freedom to do it. And how excited are you for him to do that?
He had one fight outside of his contract, and he was actually looking at something else. And because Tyson pulled out, this one jumped up for him. You know, I'm a little hesitant on it. Anytime someone fights outside of bare knuckle, because it is a different skill set. But look, he's got a chance to make a lot of money, change his life for his family. He's got a chance to really blow up BKFC if he's able to put up a really good fight or possibly come away with a win. He has the opportunity to change things for us as well. And I just thought it was I always measure risk versus reward. I think the only risk is if Mike Perry did go out there and get knocked dead, then it wasn't a great move. But if he goes in there and fights the way I think he's going to fight, the way he always has shown he's going to fight, with that granite chin he has, I think it's going to be a win-win.
Yeah, I do too. Just like on its face when they came out. First of all, I'm not really into the Tyson thing, with Jake Paul fighting Tyson. I think it's silly somebody that old is fighting. I was at the Hard Rock. I saw Holyfield, 2 seconds against Vitor Belfort. I thought that was a terrible decision. So I like the fact that he's fighting somebody who can actually stand there with him. But to your point, I think if he does have a good showing, which I think he will, I think that's going to be nothing but great for you guys, because it's going to show, that a lot of old UFC guys went in there with Jake Paul, didn't work out, but Mike Perry, could stand in there and do some things. Plus, they got some back heat from the sparring back in the day. I think it's going to be a fun storyline between them.
Yeah, man, I think Jake's underestimating Mike's will. Like, he's got unbelievable will, man, and he can take a punch. And he understands that he's doing this to change his family's life. This isn't just another gig for him. And I don't know, man. I think it's a good move, and obviously that's why we did it. But hopefully it turns out to be a good move on July 20th.
So what has the partnership been like with Conor McGregor thus far? How has that gone?
I mean, the past couple of weeks have just been a little bit, silent, if you will, obviously because of his pulling out of his fight, because of his injury and, doing what's next. But prior to that, unbelievable communication, unbelievable excitement. His team has been talking to us all the time. We actually just had a call today, game planning some things. We're going to do some really big things together. He's excited as hell. He loves it. And I think we're going to really blow it up with him. I mean, look, there's no bigger name in all combat sports than Conor McGregor, and he's a partner of ours.
What was it like being at the first event with him? Because I've seen his reaction to these things on social media and whatnot. But when you're there with him, the first time you can see why he really digs bare knuckle.
I mean, the excitement in his eyes, he was like a little kid. He's like, oh, this is great. Like, he can't hit me in the arm. He's like, this is unbelievable. This is holy. Look at this. Look at this. And then he jumps in the ring and challenges Mike Perry. And that was like viral. And I was like, man, am I really watching this? Like, this is unbelievable, man. And then it just went, we stayed in communication a little bit after that. He actually, his beer, Forged Irish Stout, is a sponsor of ours. And we just continued the relationship and got into talks about him getting involved. And he was all in, and we were all in, and here we are. And I think we're really going to blow it up because, like I said, it's different. Like, I'm calling a sponsor, I'm calling a TV network, and they're like, yeah, I talked to the guy, but he's calling, and they're like, oh, Conor McGregor's calling. Bang, they answer the phone, right? They don't always answer the phone for me. They're answering a little more than they used to, though, Brendan. I mean, I used to get hung up on all the time, but now at least every once in a while they're answering. But I think they answer the phone for him. They do, and they're excited that he's excited about it.
So you are going to be partnering with Ryzen. That's going to become a thing. How have you noticed internationally, I guess, the interest in you guys? I imagine that had to be pretty cool, that this seems like it's growing to even other countries want to get involved with something like this.
I mean, I went to Ireland to meet Conor McGregor, and walking down the street to go to his bar, the Black Forge Inn, I got stopped for like 10 different pictures. Me.
All right, very excited to talk to our next guest. You guys know we love the Fight Game down here, and at the Hard Rock Hotel coming up this Friday, we got ourselves a banger. BKFC back in one of its favorite destinations, South Florida, is going on. BKFC 62 with a stack card. We got the president. We got the boss man himself, David Feldman, joining us here on the show. Dave, thanks for the time, man. Really appreciate you.
Thanks for having me, as always.
This has got to be a cool thing for you because, this is a stacked card, but you built a lot of these guys up. That has to be pretty exciting, man, for all the work that you put into it to have, now a stable of guys to put something like this together. What does that mean to you?
I mean, it's unbelievable. It's the growth of the company, the growth of the sport. And I'm glad you actually mentioned that. I have something I was going to say. So we will have our highest grossing sales we've ever had at the Hard Rock. and it's all homegrown BKFC guys. That's unbelievable for us. It's already, I think, I don't know, there might be 80 and 90 tickets left, so it's basically sold out already. It's never sold out in advance. It always sold out the day of if it's sold out. Never sold out like this. And it's just, you know, the hoopla and everything going on around this card. It's amazing. All homegrown BKFC guys. So the, I'm stoked about that.
How satisfying is it to be at that part of the vision, man? Because I remember, like, you know, with you doing your big press conferences at AT&T and getting big free agents, and that's cool. Like, who doesn't want to see the guys that you know? But like the idea that you have gotten it to this point where people are saying that that could be a combat path for me from the start.
It's unbelievable, man. Here's the thing is we treat everybody right. We pay them decent. We treat them right. We give them other opportunities. But, you know, it's amazing because you start this thing, you start this vision, you start in an ice skating rink in Wyoming in 2018, you know, begging people to come, and then you're selling out arenas left and right all over the world now. It's truly amazing where we came to. But the thing that I'm so happy and so stoked about, as I just mentioned, is the fact that these are guys we built up through the organization, up through the ranks. We didn't have to take them over, a big star over from the UFC or from pro boxing. These are guys we built up, and these guys are selling out the Hard Rock Casino. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, this is going to be a fun one. Kai Stewart against Brian Duran. These guys have been very heated in the buildup. I know that's always good for business and promo, David. Like, do you get like the, yes, this is going to be an easier one to promote because these guys are genuinely getting after it early on in the promotion.
Yeah, I mean, when two guys generally don't like each other, it's great for a promotion, right? I mean, and they don't like each other. And hopefully they all let it hang out in the ring, which I think they're going to, and don't let anything hang out prior to the fight. That's the only concern I have. Other than that, man, it's going to be exciting that you know, these guys have true animosity for each other, and they're both very good sportsmen. So they're going to go in the ring, they're going to do their thing, and, you know, made a best man win. And it's going to be for the 145-pound championship. And, you know, again, two guys that have come through the organization to fight for the championship is unbelievable.
You just speak, David, just to the success that you guys have found down here in South Florida, because you guys have done a ton of cards down here. You know, bare knuckles kind of just in the DNA, speaking of guys like Luis Palomino, like it just seems to make sense that South Florida and bare knuckle goes together. But what have you made of just this being a successful spot for you guys?
It's awesome, man. The fans, it's funny because when I started and I went to Florida, people were like, you know what? It's Miami itself is not really a combat sports place. And I was like, you know, they're like, they just don't go to boxing or anything that much. And we went down there and we built a following and they love it. And it's really, it's awesome having all these fans from all over Miami. I mean, everybody in Miami really knows about bare knuckle now, right? Like you can go to these other cities like Salt Lake City and the fight fans are bare knuckle. But I mean, to get, you know, like everybody, everywhere you go, they heard about bare knuckle. They understand what it is and they know what BKFC is. It's truly special. I mean, to the point that we're actually in the process now of opening up the, we should sign the lease or actually the purchase next Tuesday or Wednesday for a BKFC training facility and kind of Apex Center there as well. So we're going to do whatever amount of fights we've been doing, we're going to do a lot more. We're probably going to do one fight a month, smaller shows in Miami. And, you know, it's going to be our home away from home.
That's got to blow your mind, though. I mean, I know you've always had this vision, right? But it's like when people are looking at you like, hey, that's the crazy guy taking away people's pay 5-7 years ago, and now you're like, you're basically like, you're doing everything that a professional league would do, you know, you're doing and following those steps. So like, is there a level of satisfaction, surprise that you've gotten to this point? Because I know there's got to be nights where you felt like, man, we're risking it here, we don't know, like, is it crazy to feel like you've gotten to this point?
Last night, Brendan, I had that feeling, man. Listen, every night it still happens because it's still a roller coaster. You know, there's weeks that we're getting all the great calls, signing all the great fighters, getting great sponsorship deals in their weeks where we're like, man, are we going to be able to last the next 6 months, right? But things that really come to a head. We've done some great partnerships, as I think we'll talk about in a little bit. And we've also been able to find the right investors for us, the right partners for us. And yeah, man, I mean, there's been so many times where I was like, holy crap, man, it's getting really this big. Like, it's really getting this big. Wow. You mean to tell me this guy's at my event? You mean this guy came up to me and said, can I take a picture with you? And I'm like, no, I want to take a picture with you. He's like, no, can I take a picture with you? And I'm like, are you kidding me, man? Like, it's just unbelievable. So it's truly unbelievable where this thing has went to. And, you know, some days I thought it was going to happen, and some days I thought it was going to fold. But here we are. We're about to get a big TV deal any day. We're working on it tirelessly, and things are really going to change for us for the better towards the end of 24, but especially in 25. 25 is going to be the real breakout year for us.
Yeah, well, listen, man, we got more stuff to get into, but just a congrats for me, man, because I've definitely seen, you know, the work that you put in. I remember seeing, like, when I was voting for this stuff, I'm like, man, you got guys crossing over ranks. So to see the growth of it and to see everybody's interest, especially from a fighter perspective, has been really, really cool to see. So,
well, you're the first guys in Miami media that talked to me, man, so thank you. Seriously, thank you, man, because you gave me a shot, and now you see I wasn't that crazy.
Now, so big news came out this week. You're, you know, a guy I think everybody would say is the face of your promotion right now, Mike Perry. He's built for this. He's a crazy man. He's made for bare knuckle. He's going to be boxing Jake Paul. How does that process work with you? You mentioned giving guys other opportunities. Was there any hesitancy there from you, or does he, like, is that part of the thing? He has the freedom to do it, and how excited are you for him to do that?
He had one fight outside of his contract, and he was actually looking at something else, and because Tyson pulled out, this one jumped up for him. You know, I'm a little hesitant on it anytime someone fights outside of bare knuckle, because it is a different skill set. But look, he's got a chance to make a lot of money, change his life for his family. He's got a chance to really blow up BKFC if he's able to put up a really good fight or possibly come away with a win. He's, you know, he has the opportunity to change things for us as well. And I just thought it was a, you know, I always measure risk versus reward. I think the only risk is if Mike Perry did go out there and get knocked dead, then it wasn't a great move. But if he goes in there and fights the way I think he's going to fight, the way he always has shown he's going to fight, with that granite chin he has, I think it's going to be a win-win.
Yeah, I do too. Just like on its face when they came out. First of all, I'm not really into the Tyson thing, you know, with Jake Paul fighting Tyson. I think it's silly somebody that old is fighting. I was at the Hard Rock. I saw Holyfield, you know, 2 seconds against Vitor Belfort. I thought that was a terrible decision. So I like the fact that you know, he's fighting somebody who can actually stand there with him. But to your point, I think if he does have a good showing, which I think he will, I think that's going to be nothing but great for you guys, because it's going to show, you know, that a lot of old UFC guys went in there with Jake Paul, didn't work out, but Mike Perry, you know, could stand in there and do some business. Plus, they got some back heat from the sparring back in the day. I think it's going to be a fun storyline between them.
Yeah, man, I think Jake's underestimating Mike's will. Like, he's got unbelievable will, man, and he can take a punch. And he understands that he's doing this to change his family's life. This isn't just another gig for him. And I don't know, man. I think it's a good move, and obviously that's why we did it. But, you know, hopefully it turns out to be a good move on July 20th.
So what has the partnership been like with Conor McGregor thus far? How has that gone?
I mean, the past couple of weeks have just been a little bit, you know, silent, if you will, obviously because of his pulling out of his fight, because of his injury and, you know, doing what's next. But prior to that, unbelievable communication, unbelievable excitement. His team has been talking to us all the time. We actually just had a call today, game planning some things. We're going to do some really big things together. He's excited as hell. He loves it. And I think we're going to really blow it up with him. I mean, look, there's no bigger name in all of combat sports than Conor McGregor, and he's a partner of ours.
What was it like being at the first event with him? Because I've seen his, like, reaction to these things that, like, on social media and whatnot, but when you're there with him, the first time you can see why he really digs bare knuckle.
I mean, the excitement in his eyes, he was like a little kid. He's like, oh, this is great. Like, he can't hit me in the arm. He's like, this is unbelievable. This is holy. Look at this. Look at this. And then he jumps in the ring and challenges Mike Perry. And that was like viral. And I was like, man, am I really watching this? Like, this is unbelievable, man. And then it just went, you know, we stayed in communication a little bit after that. He actually, his beer, Forged Irish Stout, is a sponsor of ours. And we just continued the relationship and got into talks about him getting involved. And he was all in, and we were all in, and here we are. And I think we're really going to blow it up because, like I said, he's got – it's different. Like, you know, I'm calling a sponsor. I'm calling a TV network, and they're like, yeah, I talked to the guy. But he's calling, and they're like, oh, Conor McGregor's calling? Bang, they answer the phone, right? They don't always answer the phone for me. They're answering a little more than they used to, though, Brendan. I mean, I used to get hung up on all the time, but now at least – every once in a while, they're answering. But I think they answer the phone for him. They do, you know, and they're excited that he's excited about it.
So you are going to be partnering with Ryzen. That's going to become a thing. How have you noticed internationally, I guess, the interest in you guys? I imagine that had to be pretty cool that this seems like it's growing to even other countries want to get involved with something like this.
I mean, I went to Ireland to meet Conor McGregor, and walking down the street to go to his bar, the Black Forge Inn, I got stopped for like 10 different pictures, me. And I'm like, man, they know me here. I went to Abu Dhabi to meet people, and they were like, you're the bare knuckle guy. I was like, wow, man, like this thing is growing all over the world. So, internationally, it's taken off more internationally than it has in the United States. I mean, it's really, really grown internationally. For instance, Russia, we have a deal with them. They do 700,000 to 900,000 live viewers every fight we have, 5 a.m. for them, 5 a.m. So it's amazing, the fanfare and this partnership with Ryzen. You know, this is the owner of Ryzen was the owner of Pride. So He's the guy who's had to get stuff done over there, and he loves what we're doing. He wanted something different. We're giving him something different. And I think it's just going to be a lot more of those partnerships. I actually had a call with another huge organization over the weekend, and they want to do something similar as well. And the same thing, like me just being who I am, Humble Dave, I'm like, man, these guys want to partner with me. Like they want to partner with me. Like I'm not calling them to partner. They want to partner with us. And I'm like, man, this is unbelievable where this thing is went. And you know, it's really just because of the will that these fighters do. They fight their asses off, man. They go in there, they give it their all. And my team, the hardest working team, really, truly the hardest working team in all of combat sports. And, you know, I'm not saying we're here, but we surely are getting there now.
Nah, man. I mean, listen, you're definitely blowing down doors. It's been awesome to see, man. Guys got to get out there. If you guys haven't, if there's still any second market tickets out there to get you in, because the building's going to be jumping. BKFC 62 is going to be at the Hard Rock Live this coming Friday. And always a great home down here. Dave Feldman, the president of BKFC. We always appreciate the time. Is there a whale that – I know you're excited about this being a homegrown card, but is there still a whale out there? Pat Riley calls the big free agent the whale. Is there somebody you're circling the wagons around, you're trying to get in, that you would love to get into BKFC?
Yeah, man, there certainly is. I mean, you know, our partner would be one, obviously. He would be believable to come in. I wanted Francis Ngannou before, but he just got knocked out. But I think, you know, I don't think it's going to happen, but I think Tyson Fury is perfect for this sport. Oh,
that'd be cool.
Yep, absolutely.
That would be cool. That would be cool. The Gypsy King, that'd go back to the roots, man. That'd be absolutely awesome.
Absolutely, man.
David, have a great week down here, man. All the best with your event, and thanks for the time. Really appreciate you.
Thanks for having me, Brendan.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.